Ulla, noun, adjective, 1a, derived from the expression ulala, b, a state of awesomeness, c, a life that is balanced and growing in the key areas of health, finances, career, relationships, and well-being, d, a destination, i.e., getting to Ulla, 2a, describing actions, insights, and goals that lead to a balanced life. Example, that's so Ulla. 3a, the ultimate plan for achieving balance in an unbalanced world. Ulla is the ultimate Christ-centered life. It's a life where you're happy and growing, taking action on your goals, and bringing balance into your life. It's a life where you're focused on those things that truly matter: good relationships, healthy finances, an engaging and meaningful career, fitness and wholesome eating, and plenty of downtime when you can rest, reflect, and simply have fun again. It's the life that our Lord wants for you. But most importantly, it's a life that includes faith, a daily walk where you're checking in with Him, sharing high fives when you win, bringing Him the tough stuff, and getting closer if you aren't already. It's the kind of life that isn't just handed to you or without challenges, but an amazing life that you're prepared to handle because you've done the work of getting ready for the good to show up. It's an awesome life, filled with achievement and the wonder and joy of heartfelt moments. It's a life of less stress, more balance, and greater purpose. In this first section, we'll introduce you to Ulla and show you that, regardless of where you are right now, with your career, finances, relationships, health, and faith, the ultimate life can be yours, even if it means, as you'll discover in our first story, climbing from the depths of despair. Chapter 1. Are you focused, happy, and growing? A quote from Jeremiah chapter 29, verse 11. I alone know the plans I have for you, plans to bring you prosperity and not disaster, plans to bring about the future you hope for. As he slowly approached the corner and turned onto the highway, headed for his youngest son's football game across town, Matt Logan reflected on his workday and how blessed he truly was. He had a great family, a loving wife, and four awesome kids. But more than that, God had brought Matt to a close relationship with Him, and to a passionate and growing community church with a children's ministry his family loved. As a dad, Matt recognized the impact that knowing Jesus could bring to a kid. Hadn't his own children, two sons and two daughters, grown in confidence and maturity and patience and benevolence? His daughter, DJ especially, short for Daenerys, she had a sunny disposition and an infectious smile. She was level-headed, a deep thinker, with tremendous love for her family and friends. Steady and sensible, she was passionate about life. And now, today, DJ had started the first day back at high school, a senior on campus for her very last year. Excited for her and enthusiastic about her future, Matt was eager to hear all about it. She was on her way home by now, but after the game, Matt knew he'd get a lively and exuberant earful of the latest and greatest on campus. Well, this is odd, he thought, as he rounded the final turn and encountered traffic on the small town road he'd driven 1,000 times before. It led past the high school, but as the afternoon sun dipped slowly to the horizon, Matt realized.